Hola, people. Annyeonghaseyo to my Korean former students watching. I miss you. So I'm borrowing Gerson again, just because he was available. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, we are talking about, we're continuing the conversation about overcoming the ego, but it's a little bit more related to both the female and the male ego, and how it relates to saying sorry, and the importance of saying sorry, the importance of admitting that we're not perfect and we can make mistakes. So in my case, there's like two extremes, right? There's the kinds that like we say sorry too much, and then there's the ones that don't say sorry enough, right? Because of pride and ego and things like that. See, in my case, I don't really have the problem of saying sorry. I have the problem of saying sorry too much, because I'm very humble, where I'm like, dude, I know I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I will happily say I'm sorry. But then it's like sometimes to a point where I'm like, my friends are like, why are you sorry? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just saying sorry. I'm like, it's my way of showing affection. I'm sorry. Are
it's
you
all
okay?
Good. Yeah, you're good.
and also to be fair, sometimes I'm very oblivious. So like that's partially why I'm a little bit, sometimes I say sorry, because that's why I'm like, I'm humble. I am sometimes very oblivious. Like, and then I'm like, I'm sorry. And then they're like, it's okay. So, like with dating, for example, if a guy flirts with me, I have absolutely no clue that he's flirting. 95.9% of the time. There's like a 5% that I'm aware. Anyways, so why do you think it's important to say sorry? Because we were talking about this earlier, and he had a very interesting perspective.
Well, for me, it would be more that, do you value your ego more, or do you value the relationship more? So, if you value your ego more, then most of the time you won't say sorry. But if you value the relationship more than you value your ego, which is yourself, you'll come to a conclusion. You'll figure it out. In my case, I usually don't say sorry that much. And they take it as if I just don't care, which the majority of the time I don't, because I don't feel that there's a reason why I should be upset unless you give me a reason to be upset. But I'd rather talk to the person before I say sorry or not say sorry, just so I can know what mentality they have at that time.
Well, why wouldn't you say sorry if you made a mistake? Because you said there's no reason, but if you made a mistake, why wouldn't you?
Well, if I don't think I'm wrong, I'm not going to say sorry. Why would I say sorry for something that I know that I didn't do wrong?
But what if you something you did do wrong in your relationship?
I'm pretty perfect. I don't know, maybe just because I don't want to be weak.
Why is it weak? That's the problem with relationships. We assume that owning up to your mistakes and saying sorry is weak. Why is it weak? Does that make you more attractive? That I find that incredibly attractive when a guy can, to me, that what makes a real man. That can own up to his mistakes, be self-aware, and be like, dude, I'm not perfect, I'm sorry I hurt you, I love you, I'm really sorry, that kind of thing.
Right, but sometimes he might, well, I mean, maybe from the male perspective, is he feels like he's not, females would probably feel like that too, but not valued, or just like, you can run over me and do whatever you want, whenever you want, which is not the case.
Why are you getting run over?
Well, why am I saying sorry?
You had an argument and you hurt someone's feelings.
Well, it just, depending on what the argument was about, I'm not going to apologize for something that I believe in either.
Right, but I'm just saying, if you hurt someone's feelings.
I would talk to her, and or him, or whoever it is, and then I would ask them what's wrong and what did I do. Well, how can we come to the same level so we can respect each other?
This is very fascinating, because in our last video, Gerson said he doesn't have an ego. And yet, here we have some evidence that he has an ego.
A little bit,
sweetie. We need to work on that.
Yeah.
And your honey bunny's going to love me, because I'm going to break it. I'm going to break it. Okay. So in my case, I have a couple story examples. So one guy I dated before, used to berate me until I said sorry. Now, like I said, I have the problem of saying sorry too much. But then, like, in this case, like I said, I'm humble. I'm oblivious sometimes. And, like, and then my close friends, and, like, Gerson, too, knows me, and he'll tell me. So, like I will say, is it me? Am I being oblivious again? And they'll be like, well, a little bit. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And so, but yeah, I, like, instead of having a conversation, like, having an adult civil conversation with me about what went wrong, like, in the perception or in the conversation or in the issue, like he had a berating thing, and then I end up feeling like a terrible person when I'm not a terrible person. I'm actually a pretty cool person, right? Yeah. And so that's not really healthy. I know, I'm sure there's, like, people out there that have done that, and it's not good, it's not healthy, it's not really sustainable. It's not going to get you hot loving, I'll tell you that right now. You're not going to get hot loving. Especially women are more, well, you guys are actually pretty emotional too, but supposedly us women are more emotional than you men, and I guess in a different way than you guys. You guys are emotional in a different way. Hmm. But we women, so with regards to, like, sex drive and things like that, you guys think about more than we do scientifically.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Whereas women, we need more, like, emotion, more romance to get us, like, going. And so, so that's, like, that's so important to say sorry, because it's, like, I mean, seriously, if you're like, honey, I'm so sorry, I hurt your feelings, and then you're like, oh, you're so cute, I love you so much, you know, like, that's the kind of attention then you're going to get. You know, compared to, like, getting berated and made you feel like a terrible person, you're not going to get anything. You get nothing. Not a zip. Isn't that correct?
Yes. But uh-huh. At the same uh-huh. time, if you want to, I think sometimes people use the relationships kind of start hitting that plateau, and that's when everything starts going bad, because either they're bored or they're doing the same thing, repetition, mm-hmm. repetition, which is what I was trying to say. Last YouTube video, it's good to do something out of the ordinary. Go explore, go learn about yourself, obviously, but go do something different. I don't know, go jump off a plane, go cliff diving, go hiking, go on a car, do something. Just don't keep doing the same thing over and over again, because obviously that gets boring, and not too many people like boring.
Yeah, that is true. I agree. You got to keep the relationship spicy and busy, and also, like, make time for yourself, because if you're around each other too much, then I think that actually affects the ego a lot too, because if you're around each other too much, then you lose the appreciation of each other, and then your ego gets, and pride gets more if you're having, like, a conflict. Whereas if you have the space to appreciate each other and do your own thing, like I'm a quite independent person, but I actually enjoy having a companion. So it's like my future husband has to know, like, dude, I need my space. Like, I need my girlfriend time. I need to, like, go out. Like, dude, go get a beer. I don't care. Like, go out with your guys and, like, play darts. I don't care. I grew up with two brothers. I know what y'all need. So.